I needed to raise $1.3 million and I raised $200K. And those $200K came from people that I knew, but had never gave me money on a single family. I knew these people, but they never invested in my single family deals, but they invested in the multifamily.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, I'm Javier, your host of The Naked Truth about Real Estate Investing. And in this episode, I am going to talk about when I was transitioning over to multifamily from single family. I had to raise some money and what I did and then how I got punched in the face. Basically, I was totally shocked. It was so unexpected, and kind of let you know what I did wrong, what I did right, and how I pivot, right? When it was on my first multifamily project where I had to raise some money. So let's back up here. September 2019-ish, right? That's the day I decided to quit single family and just do multifamily. And I told myself, hey, I'm going to buy an apartment building by the end of the year. Like, I don't know what the hell I was doing. I don't know. I was going to pull out of my ass, I guess. I don't know. But I'm like, I'm buying an apartment building. I'm buying an apartment building. I told everybody I was going to buy an apartment building. So my first, like I always tell everybody, the first step is to believe, right? Just freaking believe you're going to do it. If you don't believe you're going to do it, you're never going to do it. You know, I was networking. I had gone to some networking events for multifamily, and I connected with a guy out of Charleston and a couple of guys out there, and they had a project to, they got under contract. It was like the big project, like big purchase. Connected with them. I said, hey, what can I do? You know, I could come in and help out any way I can, do some due diligence, some rehab stuff, whatever it is you want them to do. And part of that was, you know, like, hey, let's raise some money. Right. And I'm like, I'll take care of that. How much you got to raise? It was $1.3 million. I'm like, man, $1.3 million? Piece of cake. You know, when I was flipping houses, I had anywhere like, I don't know, $3, $4, $5 million at one time from private investors when I was flipping houses all at one time, because I had 12, 14, 15, 16 houses at a time. So I said, that's going to be a piece of cake. Right. And man, what a challenge that was. I got punched in the face. I overpromised, underdelivered. I needed to raise $1.3 million and I raised $200K. And those $200K came from people that I knew, but had never gave me money on a single family. I knew these people, but they never invested in my single family deals, but they invested in the multifamily, right? And everybody that would invest in my single family, they did not invest because they were used to the 3 to 9 months kind of flipping their money, right? They like that. And that's their investor avatar. It was like transactional, like very 3 to 9 months. And so I was very shocked, got punched in the face, overpromised, underdelivered. I raised 200K. I mean, I should have raised more than that. So right away I had to pivot and say, okay, what's my avatar for my investor? Man, these fix and flip guys, I got to either educate them. At the same time I'm doing that, I got to go ahead and build my new pool of investors, right? Go make some contacts, go network some more. Join some webinars, do whatever the heck I need to do to start connecting with these folks, right? And start collecting some names, cards, and start building those relationships, because I didn't have a project to raise money for, but I knew it was going to come soon. So I spent like the next 3 to 5 months, I would just, every event I could find, every webinar I could find, I just started just grinding, really just trying to connect with more investors. I made sure that everybody I was friending on my social media was, you know, doing bigger deals, right? Commercial investing or multifamily investing, because then I post a lot of stuff on social media so that it can get used to me. And sure enough, I mean, that's what I had pivot. That was my biggest pivot. But I got punched in the face. You know, I thought it was going to be easy, and it was actually pretty tough. Now, fast forward, you know, 2 years later, a lot of those guys that would put money in my single family deals are putting money in my multifamily deals. One of my investors' house yesterday, he invited me over for the 4th of July. I guess he felt sorry for me because my wife was out of town and I had the kids, and I didn't plan anything because I'm a dumbass. I don't usually plan anything. I just need to know where I need to be, what time, what am I wearing, and when do we eat, right? That's usually my planning, and everybody else takes care of everything. So anyways, he invited me over and he was telling me yesterday, like, hey man, I put money in every one of your deals. Like, no. Except for the first one, he's like, oh yeah, I remember. Yeah. He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, that's right. He's like, yeah, I trusted you, but it was not in the same city. It was like 4 hours away. I didn't really know. I said, don't worry about it. That's a kick-ass deal. You missed out. Too bad. I told him. Anyway, so do want to share that with you guys. You know, sometimes it doesn't go like Mike Tyson says, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the face, right? How are you going to pivot? Right. I could have just been like, holy crap, this is too hard. I'm going to go back to flipping houses. Yeah. And I could have done it fast, quick. I still made a lot of money, but I'm just stubborn. No. I'm not stubborn. I'm persistent. Yeah. I'm just persistent. So that's my story, getting punched in the face in my first deal. And what's your story? Don't quit, right? Just keep moving forward. Have that goal right in front of you and don't take your eyes off it, right? Don't take your eyes off it. I'm Javier Hinojo, your host. Don't lose your shirt.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, javierhinojo.jr. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name, Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000, and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so, and you have access to that training for free. It's a $1,000 training, and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel. Take a picture. Send it to us. Let us know that you gave us a great review, and I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.